This is a Farm Doc podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. In studio today, Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist in the University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. He just penned a brand new FEFO, that's a Farm Economics Facts and Opinion piece, for the Farm Doc website entitled Will Pricing 2011 Corn Now Reduce Downside Revenue Risk? Gary, thank you so much for taking the time. Most producers and landowners look at their crop insurance decisions sometimes as part of their risk management decision for pricing their crops, a put in general. This is something you were trying to address, I think, in this particular FEFO. Why did you take a look at it?
No, that's correct. We wanted to look at the combination of crop insurance and marketing. Most farmers have purchased their crop insurance, and most of them have purchased somewhere in the 80 to 85% level, coverage level of revenue protection. So we wanted to see if you could get any additional risk protection by hedging grain now, because that's the decision that we face right now.
Tell me about the benchmark you used.
We looked at benchmarks of 8, 850, 750, and $650 per acre of revenue. So what we wanted to project was how often revenue would be below that 850 benchmark given crop revenue and crop insurance payments, given what you've done marketing wise. One important to note here is that this was for a Illinois farm with 184 bushel average yield and about $6 price right now for corn. It's looking at something around $1,000 of expected revenue.
For lack of a better term, the check you use on this, relatively speaking, was that revenue without a crop insurance portion to it. How did it work?
That's right. Without crop insurance, we would project right now there's still a 32% chance of revenue being below 850. And with, if you did some hedging, you could reduce that to about a 12% chance of having revenue below 850, and that occurs with something around 60% of expected production hedged.
And then there is a difference once you start to throw crop insurance into the mix.
As you throw crop insurance into the mix, where you lower that chance of being below 850 goes down, or less hedging is needed to get to that point. At an 85% coverage level, for example, the highest, it only requires about 10% of hedging to reduce the probability at the 850 down to its lowest, which in that case happens to be 0%.
Wow, that's really incredible that you can reduce risk that much or almost completely at that point by just hedging 10% of the crop?
Given that you purchased crop insurance, and the combination of the crop insurance and the marketing alternative will provide very good risk protection right now.
And if you were not at 85, but rather at 75 or 65% coverage?
75%, you'd have to hedge about 20%, and 65%, it'd be somewhere in the 40% range, looking at that $850 benchmark revenue.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Gary Schnitke. He's a farm management specialist in the College of ACES and works with the Farm Doc team. You can find his research on the Farm Doc websites. One of them is farmdoc.illinois.edu. The other is farmdocdaily.illinois.edu. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason.